The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no-huddle. We haven't had a chance to talk about either of the Monday Night Football games from last night. We'll get there and all the other news from around the league. Back into a little bit of Raheem Morris audio as well. But Mike Conti joins the Midday show on Tuesdays at this time. First hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Hearing Soldier Boy reminds me of one of the funniest Marv Albert moments. When he was doing games on TNT and they're doing a highlight package, and Marv Albert goes, "And now highlights for the first half to the music of Soulja Boy." Like, just hearing Marv Albert, I didn't do it very well.
No, you do a pretty good Marv.
It might be
Marv
on
Albert.
YouTube or something like that.
I didn't know you did a Marv Albert impression.
Yeah, well, that's not a very good Marv Albert impression.
Every once in a while, Randy will just break out a random impression that he does. Like, he does an incredible Shaq impression.
Really?
Like, he doesn't...
I can see that.
It's great. It's really good. And there's a couple ones that he does that throws out there. It's like, oh, wow, who knew that was in there?
Do you remember the guy who used to work here? I'm not going to say his name over the air because I don't want to embarrass him. J.M. Mm-hmm. Okay. He used to think he did really good impressions, but really all it was it sounded like J.M. basically talking in... the cadence of whoever he was trying to impersonate.
I don't have any good impressions. I can do some accents. Mike Bell does a lot of really good
impressions. He's very good. He's very talented.
All right, there's a lot to get to here, Mike. We were just talking in the break about the Falcons through six games at 3-3. Obviously, the most recent one is the one that people are going to be most reactive to, and the Sunday night performance against the 49ers wasn't particularly good. But if you're zooming out and looking at 3-3, how are you feeling?
I'll take it. You know, maybe my expectations weren't high enough coming into this season, but I think we talked about this the last time I was on with you guys. If you were to tell me the Falcons would be 3-3 through six, and you were to give me that in July, I'd be fine with it because I was not expecting them to beat Buffalo. I was not expecting them to beat Washington. I was not expecting them to beat Minnesota, and they beat all three. Frankly, in July, I wasn't expecting them to beat San Francisco either.
Right.
San Francisco's situation has changed a little bit, so... you know, you got to kind of zoom out, I think, and evaluate just where you are right now and what you need to do from this point forward. You've got 11 games left. You've got to win at least seven. I think there are five or six clearly winnable games.
The next one included.
Now, if you don't win one of the winnable games, particularly this weekend, now we're having a completely different discussion. Now, seats are going to get hot. Because then you go New England, Colts in Germany. Those are two very, very tough games. And then things could really, really spiral. You have no excuse to not beat the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Or maybe you do have an excuse because I don't like the phrase bone bruise when it comes to my starting quarterback.
No.
So that's something that's going to be monitored. But look, I think a lot of what happened Sunday night is correctable. Having 12 men on the field, 10 men on the field in a critical sequence, correctable. Penix not knowing time and down and distance and all that to run out the half and give up 3 points, correctable. Your decision to not have Bijan on the field in a 4th-and-1, even if you're going to use him on a decoy on that driver you're trying to take the lead, correctable. You didn't get run out of the building by San Francisco. That was a competitive game. Couple mistakes get fixed. Could be a different outcome. Could be talking about a 4-and-2 team. So that's glass half full. But you have no excuse now. Like, there is a lot of pressure on this game Sunday.
Definitely.
If you lose to the Miami Dolphins to go to 3-and-4 with your road games coming up in New England and Germany, you're in big trouble. So season's not over, but you'd be in big trouble. So there's a lot of pressure on this game, and I don't want to see the fan base take the Miami Dolphins for granted in the same way that maybe that Carolina road game was taken for granted. Because as it turns out now, Carolina was a lot better than we thought they were.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you talk about what's correctable. Because I think part of the issue that a lot of people are having is they don't trust that this is the coaching staff to correct some of these issues. There have been trends and things that happened last year that are now starting to creep back in this year. I was frustrated. I was real frustrated yesterday at some of the comments from the coaching staff. And I'm just getting tired about hearing a loss and say we got outcoached. And we're going to look at everything and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it just feels like sometimes it's not. And so I guess the question I would have, and I don't even know if it's a question or a statement, am I supposed to have confidence in this coaching staff when I worry that 12 men, 10 men, no Bijan on the field is just bound to happen again?
Because defensively, it's the same coaching staff that shut down Josh Allen. Defensively, it's the same coaching staff that, aside from one big play in the run game, shut down the Washington Commanders, granted with Mariota and not Jaden Daniels, but still. Because it's the same coaching staff that found its way to scheme into coming into last Sunday the number 2 total yards offense of the league. Scoring offense, completely different story. But they're moving the ball, okay? You got to move the ball to be able to be in position to score. I think one thing that maybe is not correctable that does concern me is you're making decisions about going forward or kicking field goals that feel to me like you don't have a lot of confidence in the kicker you have right now. If you're passing up 53-yard field goals in certain situations because you don't have confidence in your kicker, you need to find a new kicker. You know, we saw 2 60-plus-yard field goals made in the NFL just this past Sunday. 53-yard field goals are routine now. So that is one thing that concerns me. But, no, Abe, I think your question is fair. It's totally fair. I lean on the fact that we have seen just as much good from this coaching staff as bad.
Yeah, and I do think that when we start parsing it out, I think a lot of the good, when we dig in, has been defensively. Like,
yes.
what they've done.
They're still number 2 total defense in the league.
And to me, that's the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
Is I kind of expected the offense to be a little bit further along, and maybe you shouldn't have because it's a young quarterback, but expected the offense to be able to do a little bit more consistent and the defense to be a bit more up and down. And I think the defense consistent, although again, going back to it, like you got a quarterback making his 9th start, I guess they were bound to be inconsistent.
Maybe. I also think too, like first Wilkinson looked like a vulnerability.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
You kind of had a feeling maybe that would happen at some point. It did. Penix, I don't think had a poor game, but didn't have a great game as far as decision-making is concerned. You could not run the football against the 49ers. So, you know, these are things that are somewhat matchup dependent. I'm not really, like, pushing the panic button yet.
No.
If they lose to the Miami Dolphins, I'm slamming the panic button because then they're in real trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
And it kind of brings me to a duo question. Arthur Blank made a change with Atlanta United. And it was only 1 year for Ronnie Dyla. And we can get to the United aspect of this in a moment. Arthur Blank, and we had this discussion the other day, Arthur Blank is a guy that's been relatively patient in terms of making change. And I do wonder if how quickly the change came for United is maybe something to think about in terms of what happens the rest of this year with the Falcons if they ultimately miss the playoffs.
I think the Arthur Smith analog is probably more where I'm looking with what they're going to do with the Falcons than Ronnie Dyla. And Arthur Smith got 2 years, right? Or am I miscounting?
Three.
Well, there you go. Look, Ronnie Dyla got fired because the team was not improving. Okay? If you're evaluating Raheem Morris, if you're evaluating that coaching staff, the thought at the end of this season will be, did the team show improvement? Is it moving in the right direction? Do you have faith that in a third year, Raheem can get him over the top or whatever? Atlanta United was not improving. They only won one game after Memorial Day. I think Ronnie Dyla, I think the intent was all along they were going to try to give him another year. But if you look at their final five matches, they were full, except for the one game in L.A. where they still lost 1-0. They were terrible. They only scored two goals in their final five matches. There was no way you could defend retaining Ronnie Dyla when you looked at how the team did not improve. The performances, for the most part, got worse. And that's not all Ronnie Dyla's fault. I think his players let him down severely. And there's going to be extensive changes to his roster as a result. But you could not construct an argument to retain Ronnie Dyla based on the fact that there was no tangible improvement. It's unfortunate because you're a victim of the roster that you have. But I think you're in a different discussion, Abe, when you talk about comparing the Ronnie Dyla situation to Raheem Morris.
I do too, but I also think, and I don't know how much they take this into account, and hopefully not that much, but maybe they do. Like, sometimes it's just hard to sell your supporters or fan base, however you want to put it, on that. It's like, look, there's nothing inspiring about this. No. We have to make a change. I don't know. Hopefully, and I think that they will. I think the Falcons over the course of the next 11 games can do enough inspiring things to not have to sell anybody on anything,
right,
where it's an obvious decision. But yeah, I hope 3 months from now we're not talking about that. What does Atlanta United do at Man?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metric, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, you know, you've heard Tata Martino's name linked to this opening. I'm sure there's probably a little bit of a thought going on right now about that. Tata Martino worked with Chris Henderson, Atlanta United sporting director, when Chris Henderson was with Miami. Oh, yeah. Here's, I think, the big decision that needs to be made. The last two permanent head coaches you've hired, Ronnie Dyla and Gonzalo Pineda, came from MLS backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Do you want to try that again? Do you want to try to someone? And there is a lot of names out there and a lot of good coaches with MLS experience who are available right now. Do you want to try to do that again? Or do you want to look outside the league and go back to the type of hire you made with Tata Martino the first time, or Frank DeBoer, or Gabriel Heinze? I don't know if there's really a right or wrong answer. But I think if you're looking inside the league, you're going to hear Tata's name. Peter Vermes, who had a long run of success at Kansas City, he would be someone who's available. I don't know if they would talk to him or not, but he'd be available. Giovanni Savarese, who was really good with Portland, coached Portland in the MLS Cup against Atlanta in 2018. He's available. Caleb Porter's available. You have a lot of names in that MLS circle that are available. I just don't know if that's their philosophy or if they want to go outside the league.
I know we only got a minute left, but Hawks opening tomorrow night. They ink Dyson Daniels, another young member of this core, going to be here for a little while.
Team-friendly deal, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what's reported. Difficult start to the season for the Hawks. I mean, they jump right into this. Three games and four nights. Toronto, look, don't take Toronto for granted. Not a lot of people are talking about the Raptors, but I think Brennan Ingram, Scotty Barnes, that's a team that can hurt you. Then you're going to Orlando, one of the favorite teams of the East. And then on the second half of a back-to-back, you play the world champs. Mm-hmm. And then you go on the road for a week. So
West Coast, right?
Not West Coast, I think Indiana, Brooklyn, I forget the third one.
Cleveland.
Well, I mean, who could also – they were the number one seed last year. So we're going to – oh, Chicago?
Chicago to start it, right?
Come on, Abe. I don't remember. I'm just trying to get through tomorrow.
Chicago, Brooklyn,
Indiana, and Cleveland.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Good. Thank you. We're going to find out what the Hawks are made of really, really soon based on that schedule. I don't know what to take out of the preseason. Nothing tangible.
They are good at defense. I think that's – I know they didn't do that a lot.
You take that out of the preseason?
Yeah, that's what I saw in the preseason. Let me ask you this because I know we have like 0 seconds left, but just to say a name. Who do you want to be the next coach at Penn State?
Nick Saban.
Well, I think that's out of the question. Do you want me to be totally honest?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer.
All right.
I don't think they'll get him.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You got to make that call, though.
God, that'd be great.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.